Good morning, everyone. Today is the 17th of December, 2018, morning. And this morning, I'm reading from the Daily Light, a compilation of the King James Version of the Bible, scriptures put together in a succinct fashion. Thy thoughts are very deep. Psalm 92:5. We do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:17-19, Colossians 1:9, and Romans 11:13. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. Good morning, Pastor Lawrence, and good morning, Kyle Shupi. Glad to have you with us this morning. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. Many, O Lord, my God, are they thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Psalm 40:5 and Isaiah 55:8. Well, you know, God is awesome. He is beyond our understanding. He is majestic. He is glorious. He is wonderful. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Almighty God, the Everlasting Father. And he describes himself as, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. He is also described as the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He describes himself as, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Good morning, Chuck McAllister. Glad to have you on board. Well, he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He is a friend of sinners. He said he came not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. He also is described as the lowly one. He came down from the ivory palaces and came as a suffering servant to die in our stead. He's the only one that we can look to for relief. He is the solution for all of our problems. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. By Christ, we are healed. Good morning, Leon Kennedy. Welcome aboard. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. The Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Well, that is the gospel in a nutshell, is it not? For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And those whom he predestinated, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? But delivered him up for us all. And you know, he says that he was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. Okay. And so when we think on these things, we realize that he didn't just stay in the grave, but he rose from the grave. And Paul says if he had not risen from the grave, we would be yet in our sins. Good morning, Larish Malik Rindahala. Hope I didn't butcher your name too bad. Good morning, Leon Kennedy. Again, Chuck and Pastor Lawrence and Kyle Shoupe. I'm glad that he is the propitiation for our sins. I'm glad that he paid the ransom for us. I'm glad that the price was paid and that we can look to him. We don't look to an old wooden cross. We look to a risen Savior who's seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. We look at Calvary, but we don't stop at Calvary. We go on to the resurrection. We look at Christ, who's coming back, not as a suffering servant, but coming back as a ruling and reigning King. So this morning, as we go about our new week, let us remember that he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords, but he is also our very best friend if we are his. If we are his, he is our very best friend. I want to read just a couple things from this Poems for Edification Volume 3 before we close out our devotional this morning. And I hope that God is with you in a special way. I've entitled this, Without the Word of God. Just think where we would be without the Word of God. We'd be stumbling around without a compass for our feet. And Satan would then be much more able to us deceive. But we have the Word of God to guide our every step and give us direction in a very evil place. Through the prophets, apostles, and Christ, a written precept. Study to show ourselves approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. And without it, we would be most certainly confused. Thank you, Lord, for providing for us the word of God. Without it, I know not what we would do, but with it we have sweet communion with you. Good morning, Peter Karamoff. God bless this morning. The next one is entitled, The Lord Loves His Children Forever. You know, he didn't give us temporary life. He gave us everlasting life, eternal life in his Son. The Lord loves his children forever, and everlasting love means his love he will never sever. He's with us through the ups and downs of our life and is with us amid all this strife. Whatever his children go through, he's right there with them, aiding, supporting, and sustaining them. He intercedes for us before his Father. So when we don't know how to pray, he's praying for me and you. So the next time you're in a trial and a major test, just cry out to Jesus and he will do the rest. We couldn't even cry out to him if we were not his daughters and sons, for they are adopted into his family. This work is already done. Well, the final one I want to read today is called Born and Conceived in Sin. Good morning, Carrie Tripp. Welcome aboard. All men were born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only remedy for this sin is the eternal contract. Between the Father and the Son, the work of Christ did do. Dying on the cross, the work is finished too. A perfect sacrifice was Christ as he hung upon that tree, becoming my sin bearer, dying there for me. Born and conceived in sin, yes, that's also true for me, but my sin was atoned for and I was set free. Now I sing praises to my Lord and Savior, who granted me this loving eternal favor. Yes, dying in my stead even when I was born and conceived in sin, and the quickening Holy Spirit causing me to be born again. I now can joyfully sing to my Lord and King, who through his perfect sacrifice my eternal life did bring. Well, the last one that I want to do this morning or read is called Every Day with Jesus. Every Day with Jesus. Every day with Jesus, I find comfort in my soul to know the future my Savior controls. There is no worrying about what will happen to me or my family, because He holds the world in the palm of His hands. He's in charge of my and our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in His direction, and we are assured of His guidance and correction. His sustaining grace will always hold me up, whatever is going on in this evil world. I know that whatever happens, He has ordained this for me. So to my Abba Father, I cry out daily, have mercy on me is my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care He gives to His children, He's always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus, I find comfort in knowing that He is always there. Well, may the good Lord be with you this day and comfort you, whatever you may be going through. Lift you up. Remember, underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. God bless.